This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
2 weeks ago, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reported a story here about how the professional-style social network LinkedIn censors content from its members in China on its site throughout the world. Our correspondent figured this out when some of his own LinkedIn content was removed. Today, LinkedIn announced that it's now changing this censorship policy. Here's our report.
Up until now, LinkedIn was blocking posts from its members in China that were deemed sensitive by China's government. For example, posts about the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests or about Tibetan independence. LinkedIn not only blocked this content inside of China, but it removed these posts from its site worldwide. In an email to Marketplace, LinkedIn Director of Communications Hani Dersey wrote, "The company has officially changed this policy so that sensitive content will still be censored inside China, but not on its site outside China." China social media expert Jeremy Goldcorn says LinkedIn isn't the first Western company that has bent over backwards to please China's government in return for access to its market.
But it's a very difficult environment to navigate because the lines shift, you know. So today you might be in a space where you feel very comfortable and you might think you've gone out of your way to please the government, and it still might not work.
Bloomberg's a good example. Late last year, the news site killed a story that exposed corruption among China's leadership. Despite the kowtow to China's government, Bloomberg's site in China remains blocked. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.